USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A death toll at Saturday night's mass shooting at a Colorado Springs LGBTQ club standing at 5 with 18 injured. Colorado Springs Police Chief Adrian Vasquez Sunday morning praising the actions of two club goers who likely prevented many more casualties.
While the suspect was inside of the club, at least two heroic people inside the club confronted and fought with the suspect and were able to stop the suspect from continuing to kill and harm others.
A truck pulling afloat for the holiday parade in North Carolina crashed Saturday, striking and killing a girl participating in the event. The driver, who lost control of the vehicle and struck the child, was arrested and charged with reckless driving and other offenses, according to the Raleigh Police Department. Police identified the driver as Landon Christopher Glass, 20. People attending the Raleigh Christmas Parade heard the truck driver screaming that he had lost control of the vehicle and couldn't stop it before it crashed. Record-setting snowfall clobbered certain parts of western New York, with one area receiving 77 inches. That's 6.5 feet in a 24-hour period. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars is asking able-bodied people who haven't heard from their neighbors to look in on them.
If you're a senior and you lose your power, you can lose your heat, and they could have maybe suffered during that situation. So if you haven't heard from a neighbor, especially a senior, do a neighbor check and make certain that they're okay.
He's back. Well, maybe.
Former President Donald Trump has been reinstated on Twitter. The platform's CEO, Elon Musk, announced the return of Trump Saturday evening after a Twitter poll on Friday, which a narrow majority voted in favor of reinstatement. Trump was banned in the wake of the January 6th attack on the Capitol in 2021. It's not clear if the former president will return. He created his own platform after being booted from Twitter. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
FTX suffered a complete failure of corporate controls that culminated in an unprecedented debacle, its new chief executive officer said recently. John J. Ray, who has helped oversee some of the biggest bankruptcies ever, including Enron's, said in a filing to federal bankruptcy court that he has never seen anything as bad in 40 years of restructuring firms. The filing paints a vivid picture of the chaos that characterized the cryptocurrency company's finances, accounting, and leadership under founder and former CEO Sam Bankman-Fried. The Securities and Exchange Commission and the Justice Department are investigating FTX following its implosion this month, and FTX said this week it has been in contact with investigators. While in Bangkok for the APEC summit, Vice President Kamala Harris was asked about politics at home following last week's announcement by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to step back from her leadership role. Harris called the first female House Speaker's lifetime of work in public service groundbreaking.
She has been historic in so many ways, not only as a first, but because of the work that she has done and the benefit that has resulted from her work.
Death is in the air on Twitter. On the platform Thursday evening, where hashtag RIP Twitter was the top trend worldwide, users wrote what they feared might be their last posts. The death of Twitter would have weighty consequences, given how integral the platform is to global communications. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.